Then one day, you were told you would be ordered to leave your home the next day. What was going through your family's mind? Obviously, you wondered where you'd be going, but what you would take with you. Talk to us about that.
Very important question, because indeed, we were ordered to assemble at a certain time, certain place. All these things were done in a very efficient, methodical way. And there was no escaping it. People often ask me, why didn't you just run away? Run away to where? With whom? Who would hide us? And what about my grandmothers? No family, my family anyway, would leave with a child and two grandmothers and run. Run where? When that order was given, I remember it so clearly as if it were yesterday. My mother and others used sheets to make bundles and to take their belongings with them. They were lighter and you could pack more in them than in suitcases, even though some of the suitcases were actually taken away from us. But I recall mother making these bundles and she would put some blankets, sheets, a comforter, some pots and pans. We all had a bundle. And the evening prior to leaving, my family, and I believe a couple other neighbors, had an idea. They were going to bury some of their family heirlooms, some precious belongings, in the courtyard of our home, and of course claim them after this madness was over. This couldn't last long. We would come back. So they buried, I don't know exactly what, but some silver pieces and other things in that courtyard. And I was told that I, too, would have a bundle that I would carry. I had a beautiful collection of dolls. And for each birthday, my mother made a new wardrobe for them. I was an only child. They were my playmates. And they sat on a deep windowsill in my room. And I was told that I could take only one. Well, I didn't know what to do. Because in my child's mind, they were friends, and I couldn't separate them, and how would I take a favorite one? So I turned them all to see the street, and I told them to be good. I will be back, probably soon. And I took this little old rag doll with an odd Polish name of Badwiga with me. And then we had to leave. When I speak to young people in schools, I always ask them, how would you feel if you were told to leave everything behind? Your grandparents' photos, your parents' wedding pictures, your prized possessions, and just walk out of your home, which is indeed what we had to do. And I remember it was so cold. This was winter 1940. My mother put as many clothing pieces on me as I could possibly wear. Blouses, dress, sweaters, coat. I recall how stiff I felt in it. But this was to maximize that which we could carry, and also because it was very cold. We went downstairs and met others from our neighborhood, other Jewish Polish citizens, as we were told to line up in the middle of the street, and there were the soldiers with their guns and the big dogs at their side. We were told to walk, I remember, to our right. This was a transport from this particular part of Lodz. We didn't know where we were going, and I remember some neighbors looking out windows, some standing in the street, some just staring, not knowing what to make of it. But there were some who were actually applauding. They were glad to see their Jewish neighbors leave so that they could rush up to our homes, our apartments, and take whatever they wanted. before the Germans ever got to it. And we walked for a long time. It seemed to me forever, and I remember how cold it was.